This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
More than 100 million Americans will be sweating through some brutal heat. Many are being warned to stay indoors if possible. St. Louis, Memphis, Minneapolis, and Tulsa are among the cities that have been under heat warnings, with temperatures forecast to reach about 100 degrees. High humidity could make it feel more like 110. Some are worrying that interest rates may go up soon and there may be a recession. Stocks tanked yesterday. Financial analyst Ed Moya.
The problem is that the Fed was laden with fighting inflation, and now they're kind of scrambling. And the opportunity to begin tightening was there. You can make the argument that they should have been raising rates at the beginning of the year.
The Fed meets tomorrow. Speculation is they may raise interest rates 0.75 point. That means your borrowing costs may go up. Former President Trump is calling the House January 6th committee hearings ridiculous. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani with what we're learning.
Trump declared victory on election night, but as more votes were counted, campaign chief Bill Stepien knew the president's chances were not good.
Very, very, very bleak.
Describing an increasingly unhappy Trump, who then tried to overturn his loss with outlandish fraud theories. The panel played taped testimony from several officials who said they tried to convince him otherwise, like the Justice Department's Richard Donahue.
Much of the info you're getting is false.
Then Attorney General Bill Barr said the theories were crazy, and if the president believed them, he was becoming detached from reality. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The rain and flooding's been so bad in the West, they've had to evacuate some parts of Yellowstone National Park and close the entrances. Gas is $5.01 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Now to the state of New York and the issue of abortion. The AP's Julie Walker has this.
New York has expanded legal protections for people seeking and providing abortions in the state.
Not here, not now, not ever.
Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul says the new laws are in anticipation of the Supreme Court striking down Roe v. Wade. One protects abortion providers from arrest, extradition, and legal proceedings in other states. Another protects the rights of people seeking abortions. And another allows people to sue those trying to limit their reproductive freedom. Hochul says this is America, where freedom and liberty are supposed to mean something.
Except in the eyes of some Neanderthals who say women are not entitled to those rights.
The new laws follow the governor's plan to give abortion providers $35 million to expand services and boost security. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.